Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
Hi, and welcome. We are continuing our month of April with April Awakening, and this week's episode is all about mastering mindset. So Jess and I chose this topic because when we think about refueling your journey of self-discovery or fueling it, depending on where you are in your life and what your plans are for yourself, we think mindset's a really important part of that. And Jess and I both have done a lot of research on mindset and read some really great books as well. And so we want to just talk a little bit today about mindset and what it is and what are some tools that you can use to continue to get the most out of your life.
Yeah. And it's maybe you haven't heard mindset or you're confused or what is mindset, right? And it's mindset is a collection of beliefs that affect how you interpret the world and your own capabilities, shaping your thoughts, feelings, actions, right? So many people believe that your mindset is crucial in determining what you aspire to and whether you attain it. Your mindset is a key factor in achieving success, and different situations can trigger specific mindsets, and it directly influences your behavior on those situations. Being able to notice and be aware of your mindset can help you with all kinds of obstacles.
Yep. Yeah, it helps you overcome challenges. And really, ultimately, what is most important to us is to help you achieve fulfillment and happiness. And so what we want to talk about today are just four practical approaches that we feel our Chasing Brighter followers and listeners can use to foster a resilient and positive mindset. And these certainly aren't all the things or the things that bubbled up for us. And we feel strongly about them and we care about you guys and we really want to share them with you.
Yeah.
So the first one is about, which you always hear, which is to practice mindfulness and meditation. Let's talk about each of those. So mindfulness, it involves really paying attention to the present moment without judgment and really practicing that to reduce stress and improve your emotional reaction to any things that come up throughout the day. And it's helpful in enhancing your overall well-being. So it's just a few minutes a day. It might be tied with something else. Maybe it's just sitting, focusing on breath, focusing on your sensations. Maybe it's about journaling. I recently went on a field trip with Wes's eighth grade class for the solar eclipse, and we went in the path of totality. We knew this total eclipse was coming, and we were trying to practice mindfulness because we spent all this time really looking forward to the eclipse. And it was like, I know it's going to be fast. We're all like in our own awareness, where it was like really taking moments even then to experience that and being mindful that we were in that moment and present in it.
And I think like mindfulness now gets a bad rap, but really it does help. Like it improves and boosts our immune system. There are so many things that helps with because you can be able to practice being in the present. We're not worried about the past and we're not worried about the future. So when you think about mindset, if you're really like stress or something happens and you're hyper-focused on this terrible thing happening to you because you're probably catastrophizing and thinking about what you did in the past or how it's going to blow up in the future and how can you just be in the moment?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. I'm a work in progress on this one, Jess. I jump to the future way too much and panic sometimes, especially in work situations, instead of really just being in the moment and tackle what's in the task at hand.
Yeah. Also, along with that is meditation, right? Meditation can help you achieve a deeper state of relaxation and mindfulness, and regular meditation can actually change your brain structure. All of this can help you become more resilient, right? That's why we're talking about mindset, is to help you recognize that you can overcome obstacles. You can get through this. You can do hard things. For me, I can now because I practice so much, but I was one of those people that's like meditation isn't for me. but just finding like a very short guided meditation that was like 7 minutes long was very helpful for me. And then after being able to get to a certain calm state with those guided meditations, I'm able to meditate without being guided into it.
Love it. Yeah, I totally agree. The mindset meditation stuff, when I was talking about my hotel story and not letting it really ruin our overall experience on spring break, you guys will have to listen to that Mom Talk episode. The next morning, I did a meditation, Jess, about positive thinking. Like the thing, even for in the world of podcasts, you can find anything you desire on meditation. And it really changed my mindset for the rest of the trip. And the rest of that day, it started with that moment of doing that. And meditation has such amazing benefits. And again, it's free. That's
the thing
that's awesome.
I tell my clients all the time, go to YouTube for a guided meditation. You can have a guided meditation. You can look up meditation for stress, meditation for depression, meditation for anxiety, meditation for letting things go, meditation for forgiveness. Like whatever the issue is, you can find it free on YouTube. We love Tara Brach and her podcast, Tara Brach. Her episode always has a meditation. She's a mindfulness and meditation coach, also a clinical psychologist. I also love and I recommend a lot to people the Wake Me Up podcast that I always tell people about. It's just called Wake Me Up. And he actually guides you a lot of times from getting out of bed. The podcast is 20 minutes
Wake Me Up
long. Yeah. And he'll be like, okay, if you're laying in bed, sit up, stretch your arms. So that's a great way to begin your day.
I love that one too.
And it takes a while. It might be uncomfortable for you. But again, all of the benefits that come through it, it's really worth it to give meditation and mindfulness a try.
Agreed. The second tip is developing a growth mindset. This is amazing. I think developing a growth mindset will help you change the way you think and really help you be better equipped in terms of being resilient when you face challenges. And it's all about embracing a challenge as a way to grow rather than seeing it as a threat.
And just, overall believing that you can grow, believing that, yes, you have this skill set now, but you can develop and grow it and learn to be resilient.
Yes. And one of the books to me that is amazing as something about the, obviously, the growth mindset is Mindset by Carol Dweck. I think that was a game changer for me. It's definitely
But she's a Stanford researcher. She was all over the internet with that.
Yeah.
Growth mindset.
It's an amazing book. And it's one of those you want to read again and again, because it really helps you. You think about the world, you think about everyday life, things that you complain about, things that you might be unhappy about, and switching the script and thinking about those things differently. And even for our kids, I was talking about that with Beckett, and he hates school. And we talk about this a lot. And I know you have some participants in your household that feel the same way. We went to a parent-teacher conference, and the teacher, Jess, was like, we just want to see him smile more. We want to see his personality come out. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing anything to help foster his growth mindset. So I'm starting to work with him on this after going through this and doing the research, just helping him flip the script instead of, like, oh, I hate school today. Like, I'm excited to see friends or whatever. And just working through some of those practical things on a day-to-day basis to help develop that mindset.
I think we've talked about this before, but Gabby is like her parents, where my oldest daughter, Gabby, has had to fight tooth and nail for everything she's had. It just, the way things are, it just doesn't come easy for her. Like when she started fourth grade, the teacher left. And because he has been working for the school district for 20 years, he had 6 months of paid time off, and the teachers are union. And so they were like, oh, he can be gone indefinitely. No one could access the grade book. We had a different substitute every day. So this is an example of little things that happened to little Gabby. She just have always kind of had an obstacle. This happens. And so we've always, I think our mother has a growth mindset. I think our mother is an optimist and very positive, and always gave us the words and the narrative to flip that in a positive way. So I have always talked with Gabby, okay, this is what we're learning from this situation. Like, she always had a best friend, and they moved that year. In grade school, it'd be like her kindergarten best friend moved, her first grade best friend moved, her second grade best friend moved. It's just like, How can you, when you're talking about children, flip that and be like, oh, wow, then you get to meet more people. Oh, now you know someone in Texas, and now you know someone in Mexico, and now you know someone. We can stay in contact with them. And just the way that you have a narrative around things that are happening, instead of, oh, this is the end of the world, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me, it's, wow, now we know how to work with the terrible boss. Remember that coach you had that was crazy? Now when you go into the workforce, you're going to totally know how to handle that. Because
yeah.
So it's just when we're spinning it to look, what could I take from this and learn from it to help me in the future? And then let go what doesn't serve me.
And along those lines too, and this I think is one of the most important parts even about that growth mindset, especially for us business owners and parents, is to celebrate effort and progress.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not all about the outcome that you're achieving. It's about that journey and about the effort and progress and recognizing achievements, even if they're small, really helps to feel, you start to feel that you're a success. Even with this podcast, Jess, right? I think for us, we really have been trying to celebrate even our small successes along the way. And I think that's been really helpful for us and keeping us going.
Yeah. And if you love the idea about growth mindset and you want to know even more, like really stay tuned this month for our book club book, The Middle Finger Project. It is so great. It is a memoir. It is of her journey, how she began her business, her life. And she had a really tough go. She lost both of her parents very young. And just the way that she was determined and the way that she continued to focus on herself, I think you'd really enjoy listening to that book. Next idea that we have to help you with your mindset is to cultivate gratitude. We've talked about this before. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down the things you're grateful for. In our house, I made that at the beginning of the year, the gratitude jar, like bowl, and I have little pieces of paper that say I'm grateful for blank, and then you can write and throw it in there. I think we want to be careful here, and this is where the book comes into play, The Middle Finger Project, but we need to be careful. I found this very interesting. She talks about us like, oh, this is the way life is. You're in this job. You're in this part of your life, and you just need to be grateful. You should be grateful that you have a paycheck. You need to be grateful. And it's like, we don't want to confuse gratefulness with gratifying. And so gratefulness, practicing gratitude, does not mean that if you're unhappy and your inner self, your knowing, your authentic self is, I don't feel like I'm where I need to be. That does not mean shut up and be grateful. That's not what gratitude means. If you are getting the message that you need to be doing something else, please listen to that. We just don't want to get that those two things confused. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so. I like that. That's very insightful, Jess. What you're saying is this isn't about trying to be grateful for what you have. That's important. Don't get me wrong. But if you are truly unhappy, this isn't about trying to find the positive.
Yeah, it doesn't mean don't make change. It doesn't mean just suck it up and you just need to be grateful because in America, we're so lucky. That's not what it means. You can be grateful for what you have, but also push to make change and also want more.
I love that. Yes.
How have you 2024? Any new things Kelly's doing for gratitude?
I am practicing gratitude daily. I have a reminder for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like small habits. One of the things I think for me for the year is really just focusing on some habits. But one of them for me is just setting a daily reminder about gratitude, even if it's a fleeting moment, but really focusing on having that mindset to kind of improve my own relationships and increase my happiness. It's amazing how this whole mindset and just what is happiness and our own journeys along the path.
Yeah. The final tip we have for you is something I'm very passionate about. It's very similar to growth mindset, but it's developing an abundance mindset. I think so much about abundance versus a scarcity mindset, right? And when you have an abundance mindset, it's when you believe there are plenty of resources for everyone. And when you have a scarcity mindset, you believe resources are limited. And this came to me when I started my first practice. And I joined this group. You know how we've talked about coaching, getting help. But I joined this coaching group and it had like webinars. I could be on this Facebook group with other people. And one of their big things for growing your practice was reaching out to other clinicians and asking to meet for coffee and try to get to know other clinicians to develop a resource network. And she talked about a lot of people address it. There are a finite amount of people here that need therapy. And so I'm going to hoard all of the clients and not get to know anybody. And so it was very interesting how few people responded to me when I reached out to get coffee. And I did make some great connections and it was great. But it's, listen, I can only see so many people a day. I have a niche. I specialize in anxiety disorders. I don't see teens anymore. I don't see children anymore. I don't see couples anymore. I don't see families anymore. So like, I would love to get to know as many people as possible and share with you. Sometimes I'm full. And so just that idea of abundance, I was like, yeah, there is plenty for everyone. There's 7 billion people in this world. There's plenty of resources. And so that's where that came to me. And I really, that helps me sometimes when I start feeling like things are scarce.
Yeah, I think that's a great, I can see even back in the day when I was working in the corporate world, where you sometimes get so fixated on this next career path or this next position that you want and feeling like that's all you've got. And instead of really trying to think about it in terms of there are a lot of opportunities out there. And I love what you said about connecting with others, because I think that's the most important part when you're in this kind of scarcity mindset, is connecting with others to help break that cycle where you start to see how other people see. Part of this is this, it's a state of mind where you think that there's not a lot of options for you.
Yeah.
Or maybe having those conversations and getting out of that negative thinking.
Especially in competitive environments. Like I think, I didn't watch Brene Brown's HBO special, but I saw a reel for it. And she said that when her kids became around fourth grade, they would ask them, are your friends candle blower outers? Do you have a friend that is trying to blow out your candles? Or are you a candle blower outer? And that to me is such scarcity versus abundance. Guess what, Kelly? We can all get 100% on the test. We can all have A's. We can all be happy. Why? What does it hurt if all of your friends have candles and they have lights? Are we trying to blow everyone else's candle out? And I loved that. And I talked to my kids about it. I think about with our kids, with Wes getting into high school, right? Everybody can get in high school, right? It's like, we don't want to think badly of other people. We want to celebrate their success. We want to be happy for them. I think a scarcity mindset comes out when there's really tough competition. So in club sports, I talk to my husband all the time because he comes from a family that just really cultivated scarcity mindset. And so I talked to him. My son's team had a really big roster over the tournament. They had 15 people in the dugout, right? So then that creates scarcity. And then my husband was getting stressed. So I'm going to play. He's getting, and I'm like, dude, there's right. It doesn't matter. Let's say he plays two innings. Like Gabby's so good at that. She's like, I did my job, mom. If they had a stacked team that weekend, she'd be like, I needed to cheer and that's what they needed from me. And then they needed me to run the bases and that's what I needed. And then they needed me to play this and that's what I did. You know, so we can really get involved in that and in our heads when there's a lot of competition. But I think there's always room for all. Everyone can hit a home run. Everyone can hit a home run. Yay. But how can we, that helps us stay out of it when we can celebrate everyone else and sharing resources.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone has their time in the sun.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So I agree. And really, I'm trying to raise the kids to be more mindful of the friend, being aware of which friends celebrate their successes and are happy for them versus not. And even myself now, being aware of friendships that I have, is my relationship with them all about abundance that there's, or are they like shutting things off and thinking about things a little differently? So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think with friendships too, like how, if they're successful, are you, and you're feeling weird about that and you're not happy for them, it's an opportunity to notice that and explore what's that about? What's that about in me? And just explore. But I think all of these are different tips and strategies to help you reevaluate your belief system, reevaluate the lens with which you're looking through your life, which you're looking through challenges and obstacles. And our brain can change, which is wonderful and beautiful, and we can grow and learn.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity to try some things out and see if that helps you. Because ultimately, we want our listeners to be able to live authentic, joyful lives, right? And hopefully some of these tips today help you on that journey.
Yes.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.